Hello, everyone. It is Michaela here with the Butterfly Effect. Thank you all for listening and tuning in. Today, I want to talk to you guys about the temptations of going back to a domestic violence situation. As we all know, it's very difficult to leave your abuser. You all know the reasons you've left, whether it's fear, humiliation, loss of self-esteem, isolation, physical danger, and so on. All of these reasons you changed your life and escaped from your abuser's control. Ultimately, only you can decide whether to go back. Should you ever find yourself considering returning to that relationship, this conversation right here is going to be designated to helping you make an informed, mindful decision. It is by no means a recommendation, for you to go back. You need to stay away from your abuser. That's the best thing to do. Once I got away from my abuser, it was really freeing. And I was able to really gain that control back, of my life. Anyone who has not endured an abusive relationship may find it very difficult to understand. How could you ever even consider going back for a moment, returning to your abuser? If you are contemplating returning and have attempted to discuss it with friends or family, they probably reacted with shock, disbelief, anger. Ironically, you may find yourself in the position of having only your former abuser to confide in about this difficult decision. Some women and men become very upset with themselves at the thought of returning to the abusive relationship. If you do have those thoughts, there's nothing wrong with you. It is normal. It's about how we deal with those thoughts. As you know, I've talked to you guys previously. It's all about reconstructing your life after an abusive relationship. It's never going to be easy. It's going to be hard. It's going to take time. Your new existence contains so many new sources of stress, apprehension, and doubt. We need to weigh the pros and cons. As with any major decision, it's important that you examine your options thoroughly. Pencil and pen can be very helpful in these difficult decisions. Write a list of all the pros of getting away from your abuser. Write a list of the cons as well, for why you should stay away from them. When you look at your list, deciding may be easier for you. Begin by writing the positive characteristics of the relationship, such as, for an example, financial security, companionship, having an intimate partner, owning a home, and so on. Next, write down your abuser's positive traits, such as their sense of humor, physical appearance. Take your time with these lists. Do not hurry through them. When you have your list of positive factors, move on to the negative ones. List all the painful, humiliating, frightening, and traumatic events during your time of abuse. Include the basic human needs and desires, such as respect, emotional security, trust, a violence-free life that you are lacking in that relationship. Record all the factors that made you want to leave. Your next task will be to write down all of the negative personal characteristics of your former partner. Try to concentrate on the attributes that were damaging or harmful to you. Items on this list might include their irrational jealousy, the way they treated you or your property, the controlling behaviors, the violence. Make these pros and cons list very understandable. It might be painful for you, but this is a healthy way where you could weigh out the pros and the cons. Keep reminding yourself that you are out now. That's very important. It is completely your decision to go back. No one else can tell you what is best for you. After you finish your list, tally up the pros and cons. What do you see? Is the number of pros and cons about equal, or do one side far outweigh the other? Before you seriously consider making another major change in your life, review these lists carefully over and over. Even if you have to do it every day to remind yourself why you left, that's important. If you struggle repeatedly with ideas of returning, your pro and con list may come in handy more than once. Each time you're considering going back, you can add onto the list, you could subtract. Remembering why you left is important. Another way to decide if you should return is to consider why you left in the first place. You left because you were being abused. You left because you were afraid. You left because your life and your dignity had been taken from you. Remember the terrible difficulty it took for you to get out of that situation. Remember how long it took. You may believe things would be different with him now. You might think, well, they changed. They're not going to do it again. You know, they may be telling you how much they've changed. We need to review and remember the reasons why we left. And to remind ourselves of what our life will be like if we go back to that abusive relationship. We need to remember the cycle. It's very important we remember the cycle of domestic violence. All too familiar elements in our relationship was the cycle of abuse, the repeating sequence of the honeymoon, the tension building, the explosion phase. One, were you in an abusive relationship? You knew the good times would always be followed eventually by the bad times. You always knew once the tension began to mount, there was no going back. The abuse would come. It's very important we remember this cycle. The cycle of abuse is extremely difficult to break. Unless your ex-abuser is participating in ongoing therapy, specifically designed to deal with abusive nature, the cycle will resurface. It will keep happening over and over again, and it gets worse and worse. Rarely does a cycle end on its own. Even with effective treatment, an abuser will need time and a deep commitment to change. Unfortunately, many abusers are never able to break that cycle of abuse. It's also important that we remember how far we've come. If you're thinking about going back to your abuser, what are some signs that you are ready to return to the relationship? Just as you need to go back with full awareness of your partner's potential behavior, you may also benefit from looking at how much you've changed since leaving your abuser. This will help you decide if going back is worth the possibility of losing all of that all over again. All that you've gained during the healing process will be lost if you choose to go back. It will also help you determine the personal strength and characteristics you will need to be able to return to that relationship as safely as possible. Thinking back to all those reasons is difficult, but it's important that we remember this. Remember all of the excuses your abuser made, the accusation, the manipulations. Do you feel you would be able this time to stand up to those behaviors? Do you feel that these behaviors will happen again? What is different about now? You know, these are questions that we need to ask ourselves when we get those thoughts about going back to our abuser. If you ever consider going back, you must be sure that your self-esteem, your self-confidence, your sense of personal security and inner strength are powerful enough to allow you to escape the relationship again. That is very important. How have you dealt with the hurt, the anger, the fear, and the other emotions? Walking back into any relationship in which you have unresolved negative feelings is setting yourself up for a very difficult time. Most likely, those unresolved feelings will not heal when you are back in the relationship if they failed to heal while you were apart. If you have been struggling with a problem with alcohol or other drugs, you may want to conquer that concern before you return to a former partner. If you return, you will need all of your faculties at their sharpest to be fully tuned into your surroundings. Alcohol and other drugs dull your perception and make it more difficult for you to see all of the signs of danger of your abusive partner's behavior and the relationship itself. Although only you can decide what is in your best interest. If you want to return to that previously abusive relationship, you need to remember that it's a cycle. It is only going to get worse. You need to remember how far you've come, the growth you've done in your healing. And considering all this and all sides, gives you more insight on the situation. you know, deciding not to go back. If you decide not to go back, do not waste your time worrying about why you even considered it. Feeling tempted to return to your abuser is a common and normal stage in the healing process. It does not suggest you are weak or there is something psychologically wrong with you. When these thoughts of returning appear, and they may from time to time, get out your list of pros and cons. Remind yourself it's okay. Remember and miss the good things, but be sure you don't overlook the negatives. Seek the support of friends. Tell them how they can help. When you are in one of those going back phases, if reminding you of all the reasons you left will help, ask them to do that. If you simply need them to listen, tell them that too. Also, you could try revising the roles. Look at yourself from another angle. A lot of times we get stuck inside of ourselves and we can't see things from another perspective. What if someone you care deeply about was in the same situation? Imagine how you would feel if your best friend or your sister or brother or cousin came to you and they had managed to find their way out of an abusive relationship such as yours and now is considering whether to go back to their abuser. What would you think? How would you advise them if they asked you for help? Would you suggest that going back to the abuser would be likely to make them more happy? This imaginary scenario may help you have confidence in your decision. Whatever you choose to do, make sure your decision is based on what is in your best interest. You deserve to have a loving, respectful, and safe, intimate relationship. Those are all things that we need to remember, things that we need to go over. If you do decide to go back or return to your abusive partner, be sure to do this with your eyes wide open. Know ahead of time. No matter what they are saying, sooner or later, they're going to return to those old abusive behaviors. If you are considering returning, establish your requirements and limits now. Decide what you must have from a relationship and what you will not expect and stick to it. Drawing these lines early should help you to take action and protect yourself. If the relationship deteriorates into abuse and violence again, make an action plan. With a plan in place, you'll be more likely to stay safely out of danger. If you feel the abusive behavior surfacing, be sure to keep close tabs on how you are feeling. Look for indicators of depression, decrease in your self-esteem. If you begin to feel these familiar responses, think of them as warnings of possible trouble ahead. I tell people a lot of times we have something called flight or flight. Our body knows when something isn't right, and it gives us those warning signs. And it's very important that we are in tune with ourselves and we listen to those signs. If you decide to go back, think about how you will deal with others in your life. Having an effective support network and people around you is very vital and important. Even if they do not agree with your decision, let them know you honestly feel it is the right one. You have considered it carefully and you will continue to need them in your life. Some of the supportive people in your life may feel frightened for your well-being, feel you are making the wrong decisions, or even feel betrayed after they've tried to help you. You might find them backing away from you. Try to keep the lines of communication open with them. Do not allow yourself to become isolated and totally dependent on your partner once again. It's very important that we consider these options in trying to decide whether to go back to an abusive relationship. Some specific guidelines can be helpful. Factors in the relationship and your abusive ex-partner. A healthy relationship, you need trusting, you need respectfulness, predictability, something that liberates you. You feel secure. Someone who is a good parent, dependable, stable, empowering, willing to change. You don't want somebody who's suspicious all the time of what you're doing. Someone who is possessive, controlling, jealous, an unhealthy role model, undependable, unstable, demanding, denies that they have a problem. Those are all signs that you should not go back to that relationship. I appreciate all of you guys listening to me. I appreciate all of your support. I look forward to continuing to shed light on domestic violence, something that needs to be talked about, something that does not need to be shied away from. These are conversations that we need to have. We need to educate ourselves. We need to empower and uplift one another. Thank you again for listening to Michaela's Butterfly Effect Domestic Violence Podcast. I look forward to talking with all of you soon. You all stay blessed and continue to be the warriors that I know you are.